And now, Rock 107 Local Licks. For the next 2 hours, your host, Joe Cleon, gives you nothing but local and regional music. From Canton, Akron, Cleveland, Columbus, and Youngstown, Joe travels the region finding the best local and regional hard rock and metal. It's Rock 107 Local Licks. From the only station that supports the local scene, Canton's Rock Station. Rock 107.
Good evening. Welcome to Local Licks. Joe Cleon here. For the next 2 hours, you'll hear nothing but local and regional music, homegrown rock and roll, if you will. Got a very special guest in the studio. He's been around Rock 107 just about as long as Rock 107's been around. Tim Ripper Owens. How you doing, man?
So what, you're calling me old now, I guess, right?
Everybody's old these days.
I have been around, haven't I?
People call me on the phones and call me sir. It just makes me feel so old.
Yes, I know.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Glad to have you back here in the Rock 107 studios.
Well, thank you.
It's been a lot going on over the past year or so. I got the new band Beyond Fear. CD's doing very well. Lots of critical acclaim. Why don't you start off by talking about when this whole Beyond Fear project started to take shape in your mind. Were you still in Priest when that was going on?
Well, you know, some of the songs I'd started writing and thinking of, I was in Priest at the time, but at the very end of it, I think when it was probably after the last Demolition tour, I really started thinking, you know, I've got to start writing and doing stuff. But I had submitted one or two songs to Judas Priest before the Demolition album. So I think the song Save Me was one of them, and The Faith might have been the other. And, you know, I knew it was going to, I wanted it to happen. And then I was offered the Iced Earth gig. And really, I couldn't turn that down because it was such good stuff. And the music was so good. And you know, the fan base was so good. So instead of doing a solo record or an album at that time, I decided to go at Iced Earth, and then I went on with it. You know, I mean, I continued to write during that time, and I got together with John Comprie, who's in the band Spawn, and him and I really started working on all the material. And, you know, not until about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago is when I decided to make it a band. I didn't know whether it was going to be a solo project, but I decided to make it a band. It's a little more work, a lot harder to go at it when you do that instead of trying to use your name as much, but you know, I believed in the music and making it a band. So really about 2 years ago, a year and a half, I got the band together and got the name and started it up.
Were all the songs pretty much written around the end of Demolition during that time, or some of these ideas kind of musical ideas you've had for
a while? Really, it's a big span, and that's what's kind of cool about the album. I think it gives it a little more flavor. It's you know, it has songs that I had written with Save Me and The Faith and I Don't Need This, and it, you know, mine are more straightforward. Sabbathy type songs are straightforward, Priest type songs, and then John Capri's are more updated, a little bit more updated, a little more hardcore influence probably. And really, the funny thing is, one of the first songs was Save Me, and one of the very last song was Scream Machine, which is the one that's liked the most on the album, and it was written the last, and it was sang in a studio in about an hour, and it's the most liked. There's a lot of different levels to it, really. You know.
We'll talk some more about the album in a little bit. Why don't we kick off a track here off the CD? Anything you'd want to start off with?
Well, I say we start off with the song And You Will Die, which we have a video. It's going to be coming out pretty soon for that.
Why don't you talk about that video a little bit? Where did you shoot that at?
We shot it in London at the London Astoria. And, you know, I'm still getting drafts on it, and we're checking it out. And, you know, we're trying to incorporate the live feel, but shot a little more artsy with it. And, you know, I think it's a really good video that is a song that really represents the whole album. And, you know, it's just a straightforward live video.
Absolutely. Here it is, brand new Beyond Fear. Tim Ripper Owens back with a vengeance. This is And You Will Die on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, brand new stuff from Beyond Fear. Our in-studio guest this week on Local Licks, the one and only Tim Ripper Owens. This new CD, man, definitely a little bit of change of pace for you. After joining bands like Judas Priest and Iced Earth that were kind of well-established bands, was it a little more difficult to kind of break out on your own with your totally own project?
It is. It really is. You know, and the funniest thing about it is, you know, with me not writing on the other albums, only writing one song on the Iced Earth record, The Red Baron, and it's just, you know, people waiting to see what's going to happen. And, you know, you definitely start off at a lot lower level. But the weird thing is that this album has gotten as good a reviews, if not better, than every album I've done. It's probably been definitely, I would say, the best reviewed record that I've done across the board. You know, I mean, and it's straightforward metal. So, but it's a big difference from, I mean, I got to be honest, it was a difference. It's a big difference From Iced Earth to Judas Priest. So even though they sell as many albums, you know, you tell somebody locally that you sing for Judas Priest, everybody knows it. You tell someone locally you sing for Iced Earth, and they're just not real sure.
Was it easy for you to get a national deal with your Priest and Iced Earth experience, or was it still difficult?
It wasn't as easy as I thought. You know, everybody wanted to hear it, and it was all in the demo stages, which is some of the stuff that you played last year, and
yeah.
It was, you know, they wanted to hear more of it, and I just kept telling them, you know. But I had about two or three labels that were ready to sign, and SPV was definitely the right choice and the best label. I mean, they really are working really good. I mean, our reps in Europe at the main office have just been over backwards, really. They told me that they were going to make it one of their main priorities, and they really have. So I definitely am glad I picked the right label.
Where did you record the CD at?
Recorded a lot of it here in Cleveland, at the Lava Room, Billy Morris's place, and I recorded the drums, bass, and rhythm guitars there. Jim Morris, the producer, flew in from Florida, and then we did a little tour with John Oliva and Chris Caffrey, and then we came back, and I went to Florida to Morris Sound, which is a pretty famous studio, and did the vocals and lead guitars.
How long did it take from beginning to end, do you think, for the recording process?
I will say that it took 15 to 20 days.
Wow. Kind of a whirlwind thing, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I probably spent that on one vocals session with Priest, you know. But, you know, here's the thing. We're a band. We practice. We were ready. The songs were written. We didn't go in and change them. You know, we really had a game plan, and we went in, we busted them out. I'll say 20 days at the most, and that's mastered and mixed and everything, so it... You know, we knew what we were doing, you know, and that's the big difference. In Priest, songs were being written as it went along, you know, so this was something that we had, and we wanted that feel. And the record quality sounds as good as anything I've done. I think that the drums sound amazing, and you know, we got what we wanted.
Now, you did go over to Europe with Anthrax and do a tour not too long ago, right?
Yeah, we opened for Anthrax in April, and it was a great tour, and you know, the thing is the people were amazing, and our album wasn't even out yet, and the fans were just unreal, really. I mean, and to support Anthrax with the reunion lineup, you know, it could have been disaster at times. I've had bands open for Priest that were booed, you know, so.
Yeah.
But the fans really accepted us, and we really did good every night, and it was a very good tour. I mean, I really wish our record was out. You know, it's hard to sell records when you don't – we haven't toured, really, since the album's been out. We toured before, but man, it was they sounded phenomenal. It was a really good tour.
How many dates did you do with them over there?
I think we were there for about 30 days, so you know, we did 20 some dates or something like that.
Let's get into another track off the CD. Got any suggestions for the second one?
Oh boy. Let's do the one that all the metalheads like, and especially in Europe, but it's like the most. It's the straightforward classic metal sounding song called Scream Machine.
This is the opening track on the CD. Brand new stuff from Beyond Fear on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, Beyond Fear on Local Licks, that tune called Scream Machine. Opening track on the disc, our guest in the studio tonight, Tim Ripper Owens. Thanks so much for joining us, Tim. Can you hang out for a little while?
I can, yes.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get into some more tunes. Tim Ripper Owens in the studio tonight on Local Licks, and there's more to come on Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.